Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now, where I did this private, it was a little nine-hole golf course with tennis courts. It was like it wasn't exactly a country club, but it was like a community, but you had to have a membership thing.
Yeah.
So as far as the main pool was concerned, it was an older school pool. It, even when I was there, it had a blue slide that you kept water running down. You turned that pump on, and there was a spring diving board, and the deep end was 10 feet.
Yep.
So just like when you go to the bathroom, you know, sometimes you'll get a floater. Most of the time, it goes to the bottom.
Oh,
so
no.
The two logs that I had to fish out, I had to dive in and get because they were both.
You had to dive in 10 feet of water
I had to go down with a glove on, all right, and go down 10 feet. I put my goggles on.
Wait, can't you just, if you're going to drain it anyway, right? The pool?
Look, the bug skimmer was, I just kept pushing it on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get under it from that depth. I tried every angle to scoop these two out. Like, I almost had one at one point in time that it rised up like 4 feet, then plopped right back down to the bottom.
How long did you do this before you finally just said, damn it, man, I physically have to dive in and grab
poop? Here was the biggest challenge, okay? We had to shut down the pool.
Right.
So there was a store called Kmart, all right, which is like kind of.
Yeah.
So I went to Kmart. And I got dishwashing gloves.
Oh, those big, long-ass yellow ones.
We didn't have gloves, because I was not going to touch this thing with my hand.
No one could blame me for that.
I got these big old, these two yellow gloves, so I kind of look like Aquaman.
Yeah.
All right? By the way, rubber gloves, not convenient to swim in.
No.
They're horrible.
They fill up, yeah.
They give you even more resistance. So I'm trying to dive down 10 feet, you know, like, and the first time I just missed the turd, so I have to pop back up, get my breath, come back down again. I get the one turd, I'm holding it up in my hand, you know, and then I take it to, there was a bathroom, so I took it and I threw it right in the toilet, flushed it, washed my glove off. Now I'm back down for number two. It took me three times to get that thing out of there.
Three attempts to get one turd.
Well, it's really hard to dive down with these big-ass rubber gloves on. So then I took one of them off because I figured I'm just going to go righty on it. That made it a lot easier, but I was only swimming down basically with my left hand.
You don't want
to deal with that. What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Positive Friday, boys.
Yeah, man.
Positive Friday.
Positive. Hey, real quick. I've been listening to you guys for like 17 years, and I'm only 33, so I just realized that that's more than half my life.
Wow, nice. That's great.
So, story is, my family had a cabin up at Lake Rosiger in Snohomish. Up until like 6 months ago when it got crushed by a tree.
Oh, that'll do it.
Well, you still have the land, right? You still have the property, right?
Yeah, but we're rebuilding right now. It was that bomb cyclone.
Oh, okay.
Dude, huge tree fell on that thing right in the middle of it.
Well, think about this. Is it going to be an upgrade from what you had? I know the nostalgia's there. Okay.
You're
going to be glad that tree hit it.
It was old. My great-grandpa built the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so we get up to the cabin, me and my best friend and my dog, giant 100-pound English bulldog.
And hello, Mike.
Yakima, we get there like 10 o'clock at night, and we're excited to be out of the car. So we just get out and go out to the dock to look at the water, and me and my friend stop, and my dog just keeps on walking straight into the water, does a front flip, foot and a half down into the water. And so I'm panicking. He's not coming back up. He's never gone swimming before because he's so big. And throw all my stuff out of my pockets and have to jump in and grab him and swim him all the way back in. And my keys ended up falling through the dock.
Oh, dude, my cabin was still locked. My car was locked. How deep was the water there?
Oh, 6 feet, and it was all murky under the dock. So we had to break into the cabin, no beer because it was in the car. I'm soaking wet. And next morning, I'm out there swimming for like an hour and a half trying to look for these keys, and they ended up falling on the railing that holds the deck up.
So they never made the water?
Nope. But I'm all nasty and murky and having a bad time.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
We were at my buddy Bernie. His family had a house on this Deep Creek Lake in Maryland, right?
Yeah.
For years. They still do, right? He goes there every summer. So we were like teenagers or whatever. Another one of our friends. Basically, we're just dudes playing like King of the Dock.
All right.
So you're just kind of everybody like wrestling each other, you got to throw them off the dock into the water. Well, the one guy, his gold chain breaks and it goes into the water. Right. So when you're 18 and your parents have bought you
everything, right?
Right. Like I would suck. It would suck to lose mine, but like I'm an adult. I could figure it out.
Right. Just drop one F bomb and on with life.
Right. So now they're spending time looking for it, right? But the water's so murky and everything. And I remember Teddy, don't get in. Right. He's like, we don't want to, you know, the water's already messing around. Don't get in. I said, let me help. So after like half an hour, I jump in. Dive down a couple times. I'm like, this one, a-holes?
Oh, you found it.
Oh, I found it in like two seconds.
Nice. Yeah. Very good.
They were so confident, but yeah, in a lake, it sucks trying to find something.
Oh, God, yeah.
What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, even though I'm disabled, I'm actually a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, and I've been that way my whole life. And my family and I used to go to this handicapped trail out here that used to have a very high bridge on it. And at my request, I was in a wheelchair at the time, they used to take me out of the wheelchair and throw me over the side of the bridge. And unfortunately, one of those
But only times, when you requested mm-hmm. it.
Wow.
Yes. And unfortunately, one of those times, I spread my legs a little too far apart, and I racked myself when I hit the water, so that was pretty...
I'd have put my buddy's shoulder back into place jumping off a bridge.
Yeah. Yeah,
because his arms just jerked so quickly above his head that the shoulder came out, and I popped my shoulder out before, so I knew how to put it back in, but he had never had that happen to him before, and I'm like, and I know the pain of putting it back in, because I've done it myself, but I'm like, hey, man, and I just grabbed him, and I'm like, are you ready? And he's like, no, and it took me 5 minutes to finally convince him that I could do this.
All right.
And when I did, I've never heard him scream. I mean, it was almost like a...
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I was like, right. I was like, I told you it's going to hurt.
My father, man, he's somebody who was in the Navy, and I assume things have changed now. It's one of those waste not, want not type of deals. So, like, we're in the Navy, we're doing this training, and at one point they're on a boat, and the CO gives them each a life vest, all right, and then says, you need to jump off this boat into the water. And I don't remember how high he said it was, but say at least 30 feet, right? And he's like, we're not dying to do it, but it wasn't particularly scary. Got to put on his life jacket, and you jump your ass into the water. And he's like, now, I'm not first in line, but I am second. So the guy in front of me, you want to impress your CO? He's like, dude, jumps off the boat, hits the water, and then, like you said, you hear this blood-curdling scream. And it's like, it just, the silence that ran through the rest of the seamen in that moment is just like, what was that about? The CO explained, yeah, see, these life jackets that the Fed gave us, this is why we don't use them. Keep in mind, they're still on the boat, but this is why we don't use them, because whatever material they came up with, like, it won't sink, you can't sink it. So the problem was when you jumped into the water, your body still went down, but the life jacket kept your arms in place because it doesn't.
So it just ripped your arms out of socket.
Yeah. So my dad's like, well, I'm not. And as my dad's about to protest, he's like, he pushed my ass in. He's like, every single one of us had to go in the water and basically to get your shoulder split. And the idea was, according to his CO, when they're all like, what the hell? And he's like, everyone's kind of, you know, you're grown men now, so you don't want to quite cry, but you know, that single tear and the occasional sniffles. And the guy goes, all right. So for whatever reason, Fed wants us to keep these on the boat, but in the event that something goes down, don't use these. And then the reason that I had you guys do this is because if I just told you that, if you panicked, you were going to grab it.
Or gently walk into the water.
You know for a fact now that you'd rather take your chances of jumping off the boat than putting this thing on. And my dad goes, he was not wrong. We didn't care if we got hit by a torpedo. It's like, I'm not putting on that thing.